Disciplined creatives. I've never thought of myself as very creative. I can't draw or paint, and although I love music, I can't play the piano by ear. Recently, I've been thinking a lot about creativity, and I had a big dose this week at the Recreate Conference, hosted by Randy Elrod and Michael Hyatt, with Pete Wilson and Ken Davis. It was interesting to hear from the four creatives about what is important for them to do every day, and also to hear from their wives on what it is like to be married to a creative. I was most impressed by a statement that I heard from all the speakers. The first verb in the Bible in Genesis is created. God created the heavens and earth and everything, including us. Since we are made in His image, we are all creators in one way or another. That really gave me a sense of relief. Typically, I am pretty organized, get places on time, and according to others, I get a lot done. But there is another side to me, too. The side that likes to run in the rain, write about thoughts and feelings, listen to the wind howl in a room lit only by candles, and swirl a glass of wine with a friend, hoping to open up and share the bouquet. I heard a new term at the conference, and I like it. A disciplined creative. In fact, I like it a lot. I have things that I'm passionate about, and I will head toward them full steam ahead. I also have times when I have so many thoughts about what I want to write that I can't get them down on paper fast enough before some of them vanish into thin air. On the other hand, I can't be too creative when it comes to taking care of my body with exercise and food, showing up for work on time, and being prepared when I volunteer at church. I learned at the conference that we are all creatives, but we need to exhibit discipline too. We can't ever confuse creativity with laziness. God hates the sloth, but instead delights in us when we exhibit the creative spirit that He has put in all of us. So, what are the creative parts of your life? Is it art? Perhaps music, writing, or gardening? I was so impressed with Pete Wilson's wife, Brandy, when she said that she is creative in raising her three young boys. She knows what she's called to do, and she relishes in doing it creatively. Yay! Do everything you do for the glory of God, and be creative in it. Blessings to you, my friend. Agatha.